Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Casey. It is a Rockin' and Teresa Show. Of course, we need to talk about the weather, the main thing going on in Kansas City. Please, please listen to all the advisories out there.
Yep, let's get to our trending topics. Brought to you by Hardee's Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, loaded with bacon, egg, and cheese on a buttery made-from-scratch biscuit, $1.69 at Hardee's. And it's all about the cold. It's the cold temperatures. They are just lingering in the Kansas City area. We do remain under a wind chill advisory until at least noon today. Sub-zero temperatures combined with winds. It's going to lead to wind chills ranging from minus 15 to minus 25 degrees. That's why nearly all of the metro area's school districts have canceled classes for today. It's because of the extreme cold. Remember, in less than 30 minutes, frostbite can start to set in. So if you have to be outside, please cover everything up and just be extra careful.
You know, being in Mexico, it's all about love, except for me. I'm even fighting with Alexa. I hate that damn app.
Anything that's female related. If its name was Alex, it would work for you, but not Alexa.
Mm-mm. But it's so funny because we're here for a wedding.
Yes, we are here for Adam and Sarah. Now, remember their story. They're actually already married, but they never got to have a ceremony. And you voted Kansas City and you chose them to have this wonderful vacation and this wedding. By the way, you guys are making the most out of your vacation. I've been watching you on Facebook and I haven't seen a lot of you. So I know you're out doing tours. What all did you do yesterday?
Yesterday we went to Coba. Which is a Mayan temple. We actually got to climb to the top of it. So it was like 365 steps. It was 138 feet up in the air. And it was the coolest experience. And then we got to go swim in a cenote, which is by far the most breathtaking experience I've ever had.
What is that?
It is a cave freshwater pool, basically. I mean, and it's clear. It's been there forever, but it's completely clear. It's 100 feet down and you can see the rocks on the bottom.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. It was, our tour guide kept saying, it's not cold, it's refreshing. That's what he kept saying.
They're tricking you with
your
mind.
Yes.
And I'm so excited you're having fun because when we were on the plane, you and I sat next to each other. And you were talking about how you and Adam never get to go out.
No.
You're at home with the kids. You're working. And I'm so glad you're taking time to relax. Have you talked to the kids at all yet?
Yeah, we FaceTime with them every day. And so it's fun because there's always an argument between my 6 and my 3-year-old of who's gonna hold the phone first and get to talk to us. And then the 1-year-old grabs it and runs away with the phone. And all we see is his face in the ceiling running away from everyone. So that's fun.
I love that. Now, here at this resort, we are at the El Dorado Seaside Suites.
Right.
And they have 5-star gourmet dining. All these different restaurants, Asian, Mexican, Italian, just, you know, hamburgers, pizza, whatever. And they do have free room service. It's part of the all-inclusive package. But Sarah and I figured out something.
What?
Apparently, there's a bacon shortage going on here in Mexico because we both ordered BLT sandwiches.
Yeah.
And how did yours come?
Mine came with onion, lettuce, and tomatoes. So it was an OLT.
I didn't even have an O. I just had an L and a T. And I'm so glad that you validated me because everyone thought I was crazy. And then,
I thought I was crazy too.
And did your husband order a bacon cheeseburger?
Yes, he ordered a bacon cheeseburger and there was no bacon.
What is happening? There's a bacon shortage.
Bum, bum, bum. All right, so tomorrow is the big day.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. And I was talking to Adam the other day about it. I wasn't nervous until it got closer. And then I was like, he's going to see me. When he started saying, I get to see you in a wedding dress.
Yeah,
that's when I was like, oh no, is he going to like the dress? Is he going to hate the dress?
Well, here's the cool thing. Even if he doesn't like it, you're still married.
He's stuck.
So you've trapped him.
Now, also, we're excited today. I don't know how late I can stay up. You know, I get up very early in the morning, as we all do on the show. But tonight, you told me on the plane, you're excited about karaoke.
Yes.
You're a singer.
I am.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I honestly don't know. It's been so long. It's been since like college days that I have done karaoke. So I feel like the music has evolved since then. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to find a new go-to today.
Yeah, but don't you feel karaoke music actually doesn't move forward?
It doesn't.
It sits in the 70s song. And 80s.
Sweet Caroline.
That's going to be my go-to right there.
We're live in Mexico. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.